Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. A federal judge has ruled that construction of the controversial Willits Bypass project can continue despite opposition from environmental groups. Conservation groups sued Caltrans and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in May of 2012, alleging that the project violated the National Environmental Policy Act and the Clean Water Act. Today, the judge ruled that the California Department of Transportation's environmental review of the project was adequate. Gary Graham Hughes of EPIC said in a statement that the irregularities of the review and permitting process for this massive project have undermined the legitimacy of the Willits Bypass project. Sheriff's deputies arrested 64-year-old Honeydew resident Rachel Mickey Johnston on Wednesday following a traffic stop on Matola Road in Honeydew. Johnston was wanted on a warrant for assault with a deadly weapon, brandishing a firearm in a threatening manner, and false imprisonment stemming from an incident with a propane delivery man on December 5th. The delivery driver told deputies that when he reached Johnston's property to deliver propane she had ordered, he heard an angry voice as he backed up to her residence. He said Johnston then came toward him armed with a handgun and pointed it at him and demanded to know what he was doing. The driver said he pleaded with Johnston not to shoot him and that he was there to deliver propane. Johnston then allegedly fired two rounds into the ground and the driver was able to leave the scene unharmed. A search of Johnston's residence following her arrest turned up the suspect weapon and she was booked into county jail. The League of California Cities has highlighted Crescent City as one of the success stories of cities across the state, maximizing their potential through good planning and innovation in delivering city services to residents. Crescent City was highlighted through the League's Strong Cities, Strong State campaign, and some of those highlights include the Beachfront Master Plan, the Harbor Trail Project, and the 3rd Street Mural Project. Mayor Richard Hawley said in a statement that the city's success is due to the work of city employees and their desire to provide the best possible customer service they can. The Strong Cities, Strong State campaign promotes the idea that cities are necessary and equal partners with the state in building a better California. An armed man wearing a hockey mask and a hooded rain jacket walked into the Scotia Pharmacy early on Tuesday morning, brandished a long-barreled handgun, and demanded OxyContin and oxycodone from the clerk. The suspect then fled the store and ran to a dark green extra cab Toyota pickup truck and fled north on Highway 101. The suspect is described as a male, 5'6", 150 pounds, with blue eyes, who was wearing brown utility pants, a black jacket, and a white hockey mask. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California and the National Center for Youth Law filed a civil rights lawsuit on Wednesday against school officials in the Eureka City Schools District. The lawsuit alleges that school officials are allowing discriminatory practices against Native American and African American students. Superintendent of Eureka City Schools Fred Van Vleck issued a statement saying that the district is not aware of any evidence to support the allegations and are actively investigating the charges. The groups have also filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education on behalf of the Wiat tribe, asking for an investigation into alleged racial discrimination of Native American students by Lolita Union School District employees. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Fortuna Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere within city limits on Friday night. The checkpoint is part of the anti-DUI traffic safety campaign over the holidays, and drivers will be screened for signs of impairment as well as for proper licenses and registrations. The California Highway Patrol kicks off its maximum enforcement period next week, while local agencies continue to focus on traffic safety during the holiday travel period. And the County Department of Economic Development will hold a public meeting tonight at the Prosperity Building in Eureka to discuss brownfield properties within the county, including the proposed cleanup of the former Louisiana Pacific Mill site on the Samoa Peninsula. The county has applied for a grant from the Environmental Protection Agency, funds that will be used to clean up toxins and contaminants at the site. County staff will also provide details on other cleanup projects at more than 30 contaminated properties across the county. Cleanup efforts that have allowed the properties to be sold and redeveloped. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.